job. Tried to dismantle a house that I built with love and some taste, I hope, and a great deal of care. And it took me about 3 or 4 months to get it tamed and get settled there. And now to try to dismantle it in a couple of weeks. Deciding what Lucy or Linda might want when they get married. What furniture might appreciate in value rather than depreciate. What I must leave there in order to make the to be a good sales tool for the house. And to make it worth what we'll have to get out so we can get our money out of it. Lucy had an attractive young midshipman from the Academy over named Leroy Bates from Houston. I'm so glad to see children and laughter in the house. There were several more young girls over, and they were just running up and down the halls and laughing. That made me feel real good. And then, surprise of surprises, of course you have been surprised. He picked up the phone, called the Morrisons and the Kellums, asked them to get the quickest plane, and they arrived about 8 o'clock to spend Saturday night and Sunday with us.
Then for dinner, not forgetting the big business at hand, we had a representative group to hail my good favorite, that attractive job. House, Albert Thomas, the Wilma Mills, and the Hale Bobs, Mandy just about comes from the world. And Carl Albert, just Carl, this is Albert the Sink, Gerald Ford. It's nice to have Republicans that I'm just genuinely fond of. And of course, Homer Thornberry and the big Deschlers. The talk was about recognizing the women of the public, the income man. I don't know quite what the title, but sort of overall Latin American administrator. And most of all, the current among men was that tax bill, over and over emphasized and discussed among them. And of course, I took some of the ladies around to see our bedrooms. And I discovered many interesting things. For instance, that Carl Albert was quite an authority on the Catlin pictures in the hall. The NBA pictures painted 130 years ago. And our sofa. So the ladies and things interesting to see where we really nailed. And everybody, of course, loves seeing the tree room and the chandelier that came from Linda's old office, P38. So it was a good evening, but what threads of friendship it knitted up, what feeling of warmth it created remains to be seen. At any rate, the hill is my hill, and the folks that make it up, the house, the Senate, so many of them are the people I care a lot about. And it's also, besides just plain liking the Gerald Fords, it's nice to remember that Betty and I came to the 81st Club together. I know there'll be a lot more.